And last night, the Sugar Bowl went to Texas, beating Georgia, and we had an incident before the game started. The Texas mascot, Bevo, took a run at Uga, the Georgia Bulldog mascot, and joining us now here on the ticket is none other than Bevo. Good morning.
Hey, man, you guys doing all right?
We're doing fine.
That's good, man.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I stirred up quite a controversy, I think.
Yeah, you did. You got a little feisty last night.
Went after that stupid bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was weird. I don't know if y'all saw it or not.
But, yeah, we did.
I was standing there behind that stupid beaten-down barrier that they bring out for me. And they bring that bulldog out there, and he's looking at me all cocky-like and everything. And
SEC attitude kind of thing.
Man, I'm glad you brought that up, George. Total SEC attitude. And I'm sure he thought I couldn't bust out of that stupid half-ass pen that they put me in. And he looked at me like with that bulldog face, and he said, "Hey, Beav, how's your mom?"
Uh-oh.
I know, man, and I just lost my mom to some dry-aged ribeye place.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
So you know what happened.
Oh, man, so that pissed me off. I tore out of there, and I went after his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you really could have injured someone. In fact, I think a woman photographer, I think you hit her with one of your horns.
Yeah. I ain't proud of that part of it, but I was just too worked up with Sugar Bowl spirit, man. I mean, I'm sorry about that girl and all, but hey, collateral damage, Longhorn pride, you know. So.
Hook him, right?
Hook him.
I just lost my ass.
Okay, cool. Hook
but
him.
I tell you, I just get so tired of being Bevo.
Why?
It's just a beating, George, man. You don't think about that. You don't think it's just a bunch of standing around and
yeah, I can see
hearing that freaking Longhorn band playing Louie Louie. You can call me Al for the 700th time. It works on you. You know, it wears on your nerves, and you're surrounded by hot cheerleaders in short skirts taunting you in a culture that won't let you do anything about it. Just drives you nuts. Speaking of nuts, I got blue balls like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I bet you do.
Oh, I have to hear about that.
Well, I work in an industry with very few cattle. And, you know, meanwhile, my buddies, my cattle buddies, I mean, they're out there standing in a pasture. Uh-huh. Eating grass and tapping ass, man. That's all they do.
Not you.
Not me. No. My buddies, they just got cows lined up in the field.
And you got handlers, too.
Just pulling a train. Yeah.
What? I'm sorry?
Yeah, what?
Huh?
Hello. So I want to retire and get out there in that field and start slinging some bullpen.
Hey, come on.
My bullpen hammer.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I think you got this thing for life.
No. I got a retirement plan and everything. What?
Mm-hmm.
I make pretty good money for a mascot gig.
Really?
How much?
Yeah, I know I make more than Mavs Man and Rowdy for sure.
Yeah,
not sure about Champ, but I'm six figs.
Wow.
Whoa.
Six figs.
Good for you.
Yeah. But man, do I have to suffer for it, George.
Yeah.
I mean, it's suffering. It's it's about time, by the way, for them to dismantle that Georgia football program. 888-787-1310.
No, we're not taking calls from you.
Light them up.
Are you going to take credit for the win? You may have fired up the horns. With
hell yeah, George. You saw how excited them horns got after I did that.
Mm-hmm.
After I went at that stupid little mascot. See, I'm an intimidating mascot. Look
right.
How big and imposing I am.
Yeah.
And that stupid snub-nosed Georgia Bulldog looks like it'd die without a vet's help within every 48 hours.
That is a weird-looking dog.
To clear its obstructed breathways.
Yeah, you outweigh it like 1,800 pounds to 60.
Size advantage.
Huge.
Size advantage.
Yeah.
Totally me. Hey, can I say something here?
Sure.
I agree with you, George. Time to build the wall to keep them Mexicans out. 888-787-1310.
I never said that, and we're not taking calls.
I think Garrett kept his job for another year. What y'all think about that? Well,
we didn't really have you on to talk Cowboys football. But
yeah. We're trying to get an eyewitness account of what happened.
Oh, yeah. Well, I done give you that, didn't I? I done give you that.
Yeah, you gave us that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're busting my blue balls about it, and I've already done give it to you. Moment of silence for Penny Marshall. Let's go to Paul. Wait,
I thought we were going to go to calls there.
Yeah, I thought we were, too. Hey, y'all think Courtney killed Kurt Cobain?
Look, you're just speculating.
It's a great documentary about that.
Well, you're in a talkative mood this morning.
I am. I'm a little bit drugged up this morning.
I've been doing
cocaine. Y'all ever tried that? No. Cocaine is so fun.
Do they drug you before a game, though? They give you some...
They shoot me up with horse tranquilizers. But see, this is the thing. And they do that to prevent me from going after other mascots like what happened.
Right.
But see, I did a trick on them this last game.
How?
I hid the pill under my tongue.
Like they do in the psych ward.
Yeah, just like in Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. Man, you've been watching too many movies.
That's unfortunate. Hey, I agree with you, George. This gender stuff out of control. 888-787.
I didn't say that either.
Come on, line them up. See y'all later.
See ya, Bevo. Congratulations. There he goes, Bevo. Wound up with the big Texas win last night over Georgia.